Hey, welcome to Long Distance Sisters.
I'm Tori.
I'm McKenna.
And I'm Serena.
Come chat with us while we're far apart.
Okay, let's get started.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to our late Christmas podcast.
That was our mom. She's joining us. If you're watching the video version, she's a little off screen, but
she's per her request.
We're on our family vacation having our makeup Christmas, and yeah, figured we'd record while we're all in one place for the first time in over a year.
And if you're watching the YouTube version, the thing on the table that just moved is our dog Tazzy. Yeah. And then Bogan is in our mom's lap.
Oh,
there he is.
Oh, there's the Bogan. So today we are going to be diving into Disney nostalgia, I guess Disney memories with our mom and our Nana.
Nana's here too, but she wanted to be off screen.
Well, okay, let's go through when all of our first trips to Disney were. So I was almost 5 months old when mom and Nana first took me to Disney.
I think I was like two.
I don't know.
96.
You were two and a half, 1997.
I don't remember. I was young.
You were young.
Three?
Yeah.
Three?
Maybe
probably.
Three.
Yeah. Three. I have my third birthday.
Was when I was 9 years old. I went to Disneyland.
Ooh, California girl.
How about you, Mom?
I was a lot older.
How old?
Well, let's see. It was 1974. And it was Disneyland. So,
okay.
However, I was.
So, 30s?
That was when I
was. So, you had your first time together.
Aww. And thus the family obsession began.
Yeah. Yeah, did it start from there?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think it probably started way before that.
Oh,
okay.
With Disney
movies.
Just
never made it out there.
Yeah. What do you remember from it?
That the Matterhorn was the best ride ever, and Small World had about a 2-hour wait to get in.
Wow.
Crazy, but it's better in Disneyland than in.
But not that much better.
But we also used the tickets, the e-ticket. So the e-ticket rides, so you bought the ticket books.
Wow.
Well, let's not forget who took us. It was Grandma and Grandpa D.
Grandma and Grandpa D.
Nice.
And mm-hmm. I still have my hat from that trip.
Oh, wow.
You wear it?
It's probably back in style now.
it's the, you know, the
bucket hat.
Bucket hat.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That is back in style.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Just very much
a
so.
A bit too small for me.
Was it a while before you got back to a Disney park or?
Oh, yes. This next time I went was 9 years after that when I was 18.
For school?
Our school trip.
And you went to Disney World?
Disney World, Epcot.
Magic Kingdom.
Did Dad go?
Magic Kingdom and Epcot were the only two parks there. Right.
Did Dad go on the high school trip too?
I think so.
But they didn't know each other.
Yeah.
They didn't date.
They knew each other.
Well,
but they
yeah,
didn't
they
date
they
in high school.
Was, Dad went on the trip as well, yes.
He wasn't in your group, though.
No. We probably did some things together.
Well, he can tell us about his first trip to Disney World.
Was your high school trip your first trip to Disney World?
No, it was the second trip.
When was your first?
First one was with Grandmama Peepop when Peeps had a work, like there was a convention or something for him, for his company. He was getting awards for being top sales guy in his area again and stuff, so we got to go down and.
And how old were you?
I wasn't driving yet, but I was probably 14, maybe.
So there was still around. Only Magic Kingdom.
I don't remember, to be honest. I know we went to Magic Kingdom, but I don't remember anything else.
I think that's all that existed. I mean, other than Resorts.
Epcot was being built, probably. But
what year?
About 80, 81.
81, 82.
Yeah.
Well, 81 is when Epcot opened.
So you obviously started taking us when we were really young. And they would take, like, one or two sister or our cousin Carly or something at a time. But a lot of people don't think you should bring young children, especially babies, to the park. So how was it taking someone who wasn't even 5 months old? three-year-old or two-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
people... Oh, well, it was really great when you girls were 2.5 and 3 years old and you went to the parks, because all of the characters were real and magical, and we kind of prepped you ahead of time. Our local library would have like the Easter Bunny come or somebody dress up and told a story. So we kind of got you used to seeing characters, so you weren't afraid of them when you got there, because, you know, you were afraid of Santa before that and stuff. So we wanted to make sure you weren't afraid of the characters, but everybody was magical to you. All the rides were magical. Like, I think you loved it, even though you probably don't have very many memories of it. It was nice to see it through your eyes.
Yeah. You guys have the memories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
To be honest with you, I was not aware of the master plan.
Tori went for the 25th anniversary of Magic Kingdom, and that was her first trip there. And I know you have one memory in particular.
And I licked the castle.
Ew. Yeah.
I know. So my parents told me it was real candy or cake or whatever.
Nobody and they had me lick them. COVID, but
I mean, even then, it was still full of germs.
I had nothing to do with
that. No, we picked a nice clean place.
How do you know? It was reachable to a three-year-old.
But the castle was decorated like a birthday cake. And so I said, you know, that's real icing. You should go lick it.
You told her to? She didn't just do it on her own?
No, they told me to.
Yeah. But what about bringing a 5-month-old?
Well, that was not really planned.
The 5-month-old or the...
to go to Disney that time. That was, Dad had a conference there. So we went, not necessarily on our planning, but on his work's planning.
Just out of convenience. You just happened to be there.
But it really wasn't too bad. We had a stroller that laid flat, and you just pretty much stayed in the stroller, and we had a canopy that covered most of it. So it wasn't bad.
Plus, you got me in for free, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody under 4 was free.
Oh. And now it's 3.
But didn't we have to do the switch on the rides?
Two.
Yes.
Like one person going at the end, and when
like
you get off,
you get to you hold the baby, and I'm going to go.
Rider switch.
Well, then you have to wait until.
But I loved it because then I got to go twice.
Yeah.
Oh. There you go. But I think it was cool because, like, that still gives me, I guess, kind of bragging rights. That was in Animal Kingdom opening year, because I was actually born 2 days after Animal Kingdom opened.
I don't know who you're going to brag to.
I just think it's cool that I'm just 2 days younger than my favorite park.
Yeah.
A meltdown.
No, she was about 5 months old, and for some reason it was just Diane, me, Tori, and McKenna, and Poppy. Somehow Poppy was holding McKenna. The mother had the stroller. The bus was very, very crowded. Mother ended up in the back of the bus. Poppy ended up in the front of the bus with you, and you were screaming your head off.
That was a mistake leaving her with Poppy.
He says to Tori, he says, "What do I do?" And Tori just shrugs her shoulders.
She's like, 4.
The only thing I remember going with Nana and Poppy and 2 other people, but I was the only kid, and then and then every door I went up to, and I was like, you have to say open sesame to open it. It was just an automatic door. It was just open. I don't know.
Open Mickey.
Whatever. But every single door I did that. I was like, oh my gosh. This is crazy.
I have another memory of Serena when she was about 3, and we went, and she was, automatic flushing toilets had just come out, and she was scared to death to go in the toilet that would automatically flush, because sometimes it flushed when you weren't ready. And she must have a very big bladder, let's say that.
Is that when I peed in the sink?
No, that was just recently here.
Yes, we had to get her to be in the same ones just as we go.
Ew.
I know.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
feel like you have advice for people taking young kids to the park?
Definitely be prepared to let them take a nap and, you know, do something quiet during that time so that they can fall asleep, like the Hall of Presidents or, you know, something where you can sit for a while comfortably. I also gave you girls, you each had a waste pouch. And in that you had like a juice box and some crackers and some, you know, other kinds of snacks that you could just pick at and have at your will during the day. So you felt like you had some control over when you could eat or, you know, just in a pinch.
I think just go with the flow. And even though your kid may be crying or creating a temper tantrum, you know, just go with it. Nobody really cares about that. Because some people, if your kid's doing it, I don't care. I know, I get it. I understand it. Some people probably get that out of shape about it, but you know what? Heck with them. People have to understand their kids. And that's just what it is.
Yeah. And they're having a long, hot day. And they haven't had their nap.
Overfed.
Out of their regular routine. Like, they're going to be cranky.
Yeah. So much stimulation there.
Yeah.
Now, some other childhood Disney memories. Nana, do you want to come over and tell them about when you took me and Carly to Epcot?
Yes, I think Carly was 6, so that would have made you about 5.
Maybe 4.
Anyway, close enough.
Yeah, and Serena and your mom, they went off to another part of the park, I'm assuming. And it was really hot that day. Really, really hot. And they have, well, of course, you know, those fountains that you can us, and we took bathing suits along and towels. And so I was, Carly was changing into her bathing suit behind the stroller, and I was holding up the towel so that she would have some privacy. And then it was your turn. And so Carly got all finished, and I moved the towel, and I turned around. And you were already naked in front of everyone that was there. So we just put the towel around you and you got your
I wonder how many other people have been naked in Epcot and gotten away with it.
I'm sure there are lots.
Well, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Young kids, you know.
Yeah. There are lots of splash pads.
Yeah, I mean, not as much anymore. But.
Well, I remember Nana also had us draw our own maps of the parks that she like hung in her house for years. It was just like really our favorite rides in a jumbled mess. And we had to tell her what they were and she would label them. But Serena had one of them labeled a little differently.
She admitted it's you. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. McKenna's been claiming this is her work.
Because I was told it was mine.
Not yours. I remember. Well, I remember painting it.
So let's get to it.
Well, I don't find it that interesting.
it's just a little cute thing. Well, so in Animal Kingdom, there's Cali River Rapids, but when Serena was little, she thought it was rabbits, so she would call it the bunny ride, and so that's how it was labeled on her map and everything.
The bunny ride.
Okay, Nana saying it was me. Serena saying it was her.
It. Like I remember. One of them.
Well, because we just call it the bunny ride.
So and then it's the Polynesian. It's there. Yeah.
Maybe you knew. You just knew it maybe as the bunny ride because they would kept saying it. Maybe.
Just like bumpy chicken.
Yeah, bumpy chicken, fried chicken. And
we always thought everyone called it bumpy chicken.
For our Nana's, what was it, 65th birthday? We went on a Disney cruise on the Disney Magic. And I know Nana said earlier, Serena and I were twinning a lot. Our mom packed us a lot of the same outfits. We went to like Grand Cayman, Cozumel, Key West, Castaway Key, which is Disney's private island. I remember everyone always reminds me of this for some reason. So like I'm vegan now, but back then I wasn't even vegetarian yet. And everyone always reminds me how at breakfast one time, and we have a video of this, I ordered a plate of bacon and a chocolate donut. But we had like really fun servers from different countries, which we thought was cool. So I was 8, Serena was 6, and Tori was 12. And Serena and I had trackers. They gave us trackers because we were under 12. And we were so jealous that Tori didn't have trackers. But I just remember having so much fun. Like, the kids' room was so much fun with all the computer games.
I did karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we all did.
We did a sister song. We did one song all together.
I don't remember.
Like, yeah, like a High School Musical song
or two girls.
Well, I met, like, they called Serena, and I went up and started playing a different song. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
And it was a different Serena who, like, was because, like, oh, I'm sorry. I still get out there.
Well, then we had the snorkeling situation where we all went in, but the water, the current was, I guess the tide was going out. We had a heck of a time to get back to where we were.
Yeah. That was scary.
Tori, you made it on your own, but I went with.
I was panicking. It was a kayaking situation, so I was panicking. So I was like, get out of here.
Because
I couldn't see anyone.
And that's when mom stepped on the urchin.
Yeah.
Oh.
And dad had to pee on her foot in the shower
of our little tiny cruise cabin.
I hear that's,
well, that's one fact that we didn't need
to know. I hear that's a myth, though.
Well, it didn't really stop it from hurting.
That must be a myth. Would not recommend.
Would not.
Not worth it.
We also, there's like.
Just for your information, I did not watch that happening.
She was the one that was insistent on me doing it.
Yeah, it wasn't something that I had to.
I'm like, I'm not doing
let's
that.
Let's see.
We also, there's a Pirates night on the cruise that I unfortunately did not get to experience. Shortly after we had gotten to dinner that night, which was like the nice night for us, and we were eating at like Lumiere's or something. So it was the fancier restaurant. Right around when the appetizers got there, I just stood up and I puked on the carpet. And I was so sick the rest of the night. That. So I missed out on Pirates night.
I was sick too.
Yeah. I remember laying on our like bunk bed and watching A Land Before Time.
I loved it because I was 12, you said. Mm-hmm. So I had enough freedom. Because I was old enough to roam the deck and not have to be sent to the kids club. And I would just thought it was so cool that I could sit on the lounge chair by myself and go just get a plate of French fries and some ice cream at will and just like sit and read. I was like, oh, I'm so grown up.
And then like that night at dinner, Tori says, Mom, did you know they have free ice cream?
Well, I remember that's something I remember. Like, yeah, we were just all at the pool one day, and then I just kept going back to the ice cream machine and sitting away from them because I kept going back and eating it. And I'm just like, I went
hiding it
many times.
Yeah, right. Serena was a very secretive child.
Except that she came over to Poppy and I said, you know that the ice cream free, this might work out.
I didn't even know that there was like free ice cream by the pool until the last day.
Yeah, you're an oblivious child.
But now I'm dying to go on a Disney cruise again.
Yeah.
Especially since, according to some like third party, Disney Cruise Line is the only cruise line with an A environmental rating. And they have like separate ratings per ship. But the only category they don't get an A on is like the sewage. But
fireworks?
No, they have pageant fireworks that turn into fish food.
Oh, really? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, never heard of that before. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's only Disney.
They patented it.
That's why we love Disney.
But there's only so much you can do with
human waste.
Wait, so what do they do? They keep it on board?
They have their own wastewater treatment.
Well, like, I know, it's a lot of poop.
Most ships have their own little wastewater treatment.
Especially all the people getting sick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like me. I remember one time I felt really cool because they let Serena and I into the teen club with Tori.
I don't remember that.
And I felt so cool. I was just like, that's right. I'm an 8-year-old and I'm in the teen club.
With your 6-year-old sister.
And 12-year-old sister.
And we had freedom. We could just like, we went to karaoke by ourselves, I think. And we could go see a movie, all kinds of stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
I want to do another one.
Me too.
Taste freedom again.
I would just like to go to the Caribbean.
Yeah. Maybe for mom's next big birthday.
As if she's taking us. That's not a vacation for her.
Mom bought a house for her birthday. For her next several birthdays.
By next time her next big birthday comes around, you all will be off the payroll officially.
Yeah, maybe we'll buy the cruise for you.
I'm down with that.
It might just be a 3-night cruise. We'll see how our paychecks turn out.
Oh my wow, God. She's always skipping.
Oh my gosh. She just wanted to set the expectations very high.
Yeah, I'll set them low. And then if they're better, they're better.
A pontoon boat.
For an hour.
Wait, just take some snacks. Just went on a kayak cruise.
So there is a certain ride that everyone jokes is everyone's mom's favorite ride. What's your favorite Disney World ride?
Probably Rock and Roller Coaster.
Really?
What's the joke?
Well, let's hear what Nana's is first. No. Nana, what's your favorite Disney World ride?
Say it really loud.
In Magic Kingdom, I like Buzz Lightyear's Space
Ranger.
Oh. Dad, what
about you? The Avatar ride was awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Flight of Passage, yeah. Well, the joke is that Soarin' is everyone's mom's favorite ride.
Why is it a joke? It's a good ride.
It is a good ride. Just...
I like it, but it's not my favorite because I can't really do that screen, that big giant screen.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh. Yeah. Well,
okay. They have a remaster. They just remastered PhilharMagic, and it's much better.
Yeah. And they added a Un Poco Loco from Coco. Okay, now let's talk about what our personal, like most nostalgic ride it for me is Kilimanjaro Safaris, because by that point I had already been like introduced to animals through a trip to a different zoo, and I was like, oh, I want to work with animals. And then Kilimanjaro Safari used to have like a big anti-poaching storyline that they've gotten rid of since, and I was just like, conservation, like that's so important, that's for me, I gotta work in conservation. And so obviously now, I mean, shameless plug, but you can find me on Instagram as Disney Safari Girl. But yeah, that's obviously what I'm doing now. I'm working at a sea turtle hospital.
All my memories of Kilimanjaro Safari is going there first thing and mom dragging us by the hand all the way to the back of the park to get in that line every single time.
Flawless technique.
And like now I go and I'm like, no, you'll have to go there first. It's okay.
No, the line's not as long as it used to be.
Yeah.
I remember, but one thing, I remember when we would go over the crocodiles, they'd like joke that the bridge was rickety or something.
Yeah.
I remember staying at the Polynesian with Nana and Poppy, and we were sitting on the beach. And like a lifeguard came up on a sea-doo or something, or I don't know, a boat, and was like, oh, I wouldn't recommend going in the water, getting close to it because of the alligators and snakes that lived in that, Seven Seas Lagoon?
Mm-hmm.
And then we get in the pool, Poppy and I, and we're just swimming around, playing whatever, there's a slide, it was fun. And then everyone had to get out of the pool because there's a snake in the pool.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
I was like, where can I swim?
Well, my two earliest memories, I remember using the child swap with you guys for Star Tours, because I remember I got to go in like from the exit side, and I thought it was so cool. And I went on twice. So yeah, Star Tours, it's always kind of nostalgic for me. I always remember I had the image of like the big AT-AT, which then I had no idea what it was, but I mean, no, I watched Star Wars back then and then I forgot all of it. until recently.
Yeah.
And then, oh, dancing in Morocco Pavilion at Epcot. Probably part because of videos, but dancing and singing in my own world and going up to dance with the belly dancer.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys would put us in some weird outfits. Oh, you had a three-year-old wearing a coconut bra.
That was for the luau at the Polynesian for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We dressed
and you were just standing with your belly sticking out with a big smile.
You loved it, the grass skirt.
I like though that we dressed us in like Disney outfits and stuff, but not really the costumes like every other person.
Mm-hmm. What were like some of the rides that you like went into the park is like, I have to get my kids on these rides.
Everything.
But like, what especially? What was the top priority?
Top priority, Small World.
Oh.
It's a long ride. You can sit down in the air.
It's a break for you.
I know. I think that's why they keep like Hall of Presidents and Carousel Progress. Just like the parents need a break. Yeah. That's more than 10 minutes.
Peter Pan's Flight and Snow White when that was there.
Mm-hmm. I have no memory of going on that Snow White Scary Adventures.
I remember Snow White and I thought it was scary. Mostly the running through the woods part.
And I think you guys all love Barnstormer.
Yes. Yeah. And crashing into the barn was so cool when I was little. I thought that's one of my like most nostalgic rides too. I was so disappointed we had changed themes and it's just not the same. Now that's the Great Goofini.
I think Splash Mountain, when we went in 2014, 15,
yeah,
something like that. And
yeah.
Tori, two of her friends were also there with us and it was like extra magic hours of Magic Kingdom. So we got to go like really late night. It was winter.
Yeah.
And it was actually a cold day in Florida, so we're all like actually in jackets and pants, but we just kept doing Splash Mountain over. Oh,
yeah,
was that at the end of the night?
That was, yeah, it was like midnight. 1
we were there until like 2 a.m which they don't even do extra magic hours that late anymore ever. Yeah, we're like, we're gonna get every minute of this. And yeah, hardly anyone was in the park at that point. We were like, we basically had the park to ourselves, it felt like.
Yeah.
And let alone riding Splash Mountain when it was like 50 degrees.
Yeah. And because it was so empty, they let one of Tori's friends get away with taking his shirt off for the photo and lassoing it around his head.
Whose friend was that?
Stefan. And he also...
Well, it's funny because he was behind us, so we had no idea that he did it until we got to the bottom and saw the photos. We're like, what?
He also, that trip, he like professed his love for Cinderella to her, like got down on his knee.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, don't tell Prince Charming.
Yeah. Which I've since learned that they don't like when you do stuff like that. Aww. But oh well. Yeah.
I remember one time we got there for rope drop and it was just McKenna and I, and we went on Buzz Lightyear 11 times in a row.
Oh wow. My gosh, jeez. Who won? Yeah.
Yeah, just candy taker.
Yeah. It wasn't who McKenna wanted to go, it was Mom.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would have been like, yay, another ride.
At Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain was one of my favorites, as well as
Space Mountain.
But interesting, though, when I went to Disney much later in life, they had the same ride, but it was different. It was better than the one at Disney World.
Which
I don't
one?
Know why. It felt like it was faster and longer.
Oh, Space
and
Mountain.
Space Mountain is Disneyland compared to Disney World.
Yeah. Lots of people say that one's better.
It's more rickety.
It's also a two-seater, so like
that's true. Yeah,
but that was always a ride.
It's like heavier car, so it goes faster.
That's the you just get at the end of the night when everyone's leaving.
Yeah,
that's the ride.
Yeah.
Like the last time we were there as a family, Tori and Cody got in line at the. We like rode it at the end of the night, and it was 1 minute till park closed. So Tori and our cousin Cody ran back inside to go again.
Yeah. I love doing that kind of stuff. Like being like, I was the last person to ride it today. You jump in line at the last second.
For Expedition Everest, one time there was nobody there. So we rode in the first car, we rode in the last car, we rode everywhere in between. And so that was
That's a good ride.
We rode
that
like 5 or 6 times in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A couple of times I've been the last, well, among the last riders of Tower of Terror. On my SCP, I rode it 15 times in a row, and I was the last car.
Oh my gosh.
That night with only one other person. So there's only two of us, and we didn't know each other. And we're like, we're friends now.
There was one guy that did that Mission Space once. He rode it, I think, 13 times in a row. And we greeted, but you have to like go through the whole pre-show and everything again, like sit through all the safety talks. But at the end, he was like the only person. So we did like a special announcement for him. And then we went and got him an astronaut Mickey plush from the gift shop and greeted him at the when he got off with it.
Aww. Oh, that's nice.
Was I riding with you or Nana when I rode Tower of Terror for the first time? Because I remember one of you waited in the gift shop. And then they got me like an I Survived the Tower of Terror shirt.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I was tall enough to ride Space Mountain, we had been waiting in line for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and the ride broke down, and I was so upset, because, like, the 2 times before that, I was like, oh, I have this many more inches, now I have, like, 1 more inch, and I'll be tall enough, and then I was like, I'm tall enough, I can't ride it. What are rides that are no more that you miss? Because I was big on Maelstrom. And I do not like that they took it out for Frozen. I like it.
I think it makes more sense.
It's like, the same ride.
But I loved going to the World Showcase in Epcot for the culture and learning about different culture. And now it's like I'm watching a fictional story that I already know how it goes, rather than seeing the more traditional Norwegian folklore that was in Maelstrom.
Yeah, but it's
Man,
can't snore.
Well, there are two that I can think of. One was in Disneyland, and you got on a rocket ship, and it looked like you were leaving Disneyland and the Earth from a TV thing that you watched.
Like Space 220.
Yeah, you can do that in Epcot now.
The new restaurant.
And no, then, we have to eat that.
Inspired by
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
That was a good one.
I don't think any of us ever rode that. Well, we rode it in Disneyland.
No, we didn't ride it when we went out to Disneyland.
Yeah, we did.
I don't remember that.
You rode it.
Did you guys, when you didn't care about Disneyland, did you ride the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
It was Finding Nemo.
But it's now Finding Nemo.
Yeah. I always wanted to go on, and I thought that looked so cool. If I were out there, that's what I'm going to go on. But
after I read the book, after I read the book and watched the movie, it was kind of like a cross between the two, but still didn't really follow either. Like, I watched the ride through online, so I would have been disappointed. Since I knew how 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea actually goes, I would have been disappointed by it.
Well, back in the day, it was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, not Nemo, and it was probably a little bit better because you didn't have all those fake fish or the digital fish.
There was, with the Nemo one, they, like, projected fish into the water so that it could be the characters and stuff. So that was kind of weird. But for the nostalgia of like the fact that it's the old ride itself, but I miss, well, it's not really a ride, but I do have a lot of memories of the old version of Ariel's Grotto with like the fountains and everything, and having the lake thing back there because that no longer is there. Mm-hmm. Just land.
That makes me think about how they took out Toontown in Disney World and they're about to get rid of it at Disneyland too. I love going through the house tours.
That's true. Yeah, I miss Toontown. Was cool. I always thought it was so cool to see Minnie's bedroom.
Like, wow, I'm getting like, I get to see Mickey's house.
What did they put in that place? Is that the
Storybook Circus,
where the Dumbo area that's and now like, all circus themed. Yeah, they didn't put much. A store. And a splash pad. What's What else is gone? A lot of stuff at Epcot, but I was too young to really remember it.
Lots of stuff at Hollywood Studios.
Oh yeah, Great Movie Ride. Yeah. Oh yeah, I do really like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was a good. I think Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway was a good replacement for it.
Agreed. I missed the parades.
Yeah, the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Dun,
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Magic Kingdom proudly presents a spectacle of sparkling lights and electromagnetic sounds. Wow. Something like that.
Yeah.
Remember your college studies.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. I miss Happily Ever After.
Oh.
Illuminations and Epcot Forever. They were great.
All of them. They're all better than what they
have. Yeah.
No, it's Epcot for now.
But like I worked those two on my college program too.
Yeah.
Mm. Like even like right before and right after the switch.
All time favorite Disney snack. Go.
Oh, probably the Mickey shaped ice cream.
The sandwich or the bar?
Not.
The premium ice cream bar.
The ice cream.
Raspberry Dole Whip,
the ice cream cookie sandwiches, not the Mickey one, but like the ones from like the Plaza ice cream parlor.
I have to go Dole Whip.
Classic Dole Whip,
pineapple.
Yeah.
I don't really think. Have you had the other flavors?
Mm-hmm. Probably not. Dad.
Nothing really stands out for me, but you know, I always liked the ice cream, like the ice cream sandwich. That was always good. Did they also do kettle corn there?
Popcorn, just regular
popcorn. Just regular popcorn.
Hershey Park was the kettle corn.
Yeah, that would go the way out. You get to begin the kettle corn.
Yeah.
And chocolate, remember? Oh, never mind. We're not
here. Yeah, it's not Hershey Park.
The chocolate.
But the chocolate bars you get on the way out.
At the shop.
Or the fudge. The fudge.
It's fancy like Applebee's.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Quiz.
So do you guys want to do where they'll tell you which princess you'll meet or find out if you're an adult, teen, or kid at heart?
Probably princess.
Princess? Okay, Mom. Do you have your phone out here, Mom? We'll leave a link to the quiz in the description if you guys want to take it yourselves. Okay, so this week's quiz is ride some rides at Disney World and we'll tell you which Disney princess you'll meet.
All right, pick your first ride. The Tomorrowland Speedway, Splash Mountain, The Teacup, Toy Story Mania, Soarin', or Expedition Everest?
Toy Story Mania.
I'm going Soarin'.
Doing Everest.
Everest.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Okay.
You said it was the first.
First ride.
First, that was my first.
No, pick your first ride.
Oh, then I would go.
That was your first. How do you remember?
Sorry.
That's what they said first.
When I was a kid.
What's next? Tower of Terror, Space Mountain, Test Track, Barnstormer, Cali River Rapids, or Spaceship Earth?
Tower.
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 I'll do Space Mountain.
Ooh. Now.
Tower.
Now what? The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Pandora Flight of Passage, Mission Space, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, Kilimanjaro Safaris, or It's a Small World?
I wonder what I'm going to pick. Mm-hmm. Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Pandora.
Pandora.
Safari.
What?
Yeah. Pick your next ride. Rock and Roller Coaster, Peter Pan's Flight, Mine Train, Dinosaur, Under the Sea Voyage of the Little Mermaid, or Frozen Ever After? This one's tough.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Dinosaur.
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 Rock and Roller Coaster.
What's next? Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin, Dumbo, Primeval World, which no longer exists, Summit Plummet, Star Tours, or Navi River Journey?
Star Tours.
Space Ranger Spin.
Space Ranger.
Space Ranger.
Yeah, Space Ranger. All right, last one. Pirates of the Caribbean, Astro Orbiter, Haunted Mansion, Stitch's Great Escape, Crush and Gusher, or The Laugh Floor?
R.I.P.
Pirates.
Pirates.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
But Astro Orbiter is the best Dumbo ride, in my opinion.
All right. I got Pocahontas.
Me too.
Oh, I got Jasmine.
Mom got Belle.
Dad is also Pocahontas.
Wow. Wow. I pulled that one
off. Yeah, that's who you'll meet, Dad. You, Tori, and I will all go to Animal Kingdom and meet Pocahontas together whenever her meet and greets come back.
Oh my god, that was so much fun.
2026. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, download, all the things. If you want us to keep existing. All right. Thanks. Have a good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's Long Distance Sisters. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes and leave a good review.
And check out the video version on our YouTube channel.
You can find all of our other social media information in the description.
Talk to you later.
Bye.